Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Jason Ophir and psychic medium Sherry. The show is about to begin. Good evening, everyone. Thanks for once again taking the time to tune in to another live episode of Paranormal Horizons. I'm Jason Ophir, joined with psychic medium Sherry. And so last week we were having some technical difficulty, and I don't know what was going on. We weren't able to do a show, but we are here live, and I think we've got a lot to update everyone on, and at least in our lives. I don't know if that's interesting or not, but Sherry, how's it going?
Pretty good. I just, yesterday I was at a bodybuilding championship all day from 9 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock at night. And, it was really, I got a chance to touch base with people I knew. And, it just kind of helped me. We'll see what happens, you know, as far as next year goes for me to be in there. I don't know. We'll see. So that was my gist of the day, doing sports injuries. Love doing sports, people, athletes in general. But, you know, being an athlete myself, it's just I felt like I was in my own element. So, yeah, long day, long tour, that kind of thing, but it worked out pretty good.
Well, it sounds like you are active, and I am about as inactive as one could be. I spent the entire weekend gambling, sitting at slot machines. That's what I did.
No.
Doing what I love.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine how much you could be saving if you were to
It's ridiculous. The amount of money that I throw down is absolutely obscene. But we haven't been on in a while, and what's been going on? You know, I got a new car, and what's absolutely ridiculous about that? Not that anybody has particular interest in what goes on in my personal life, but what's dumb about that is the car that I had was a 2021. It's pretty much a brand new car. Basically, traded in a new car for a new car. Dumb.
Did you downsize?
No, it was actually an upgrade, oddly enough. So the car that I had, the rear brakes made a squeal sound, and I'm not talking about like when your brake pads are getting low kind of sound. It sounded like somebody was being murdered back there. And to the point of, and it was only at low speed, very low speed. It was so loud and it was just embarrassing me. I couldn't stand it. So I had the brakes inspected at the dealer, and they're like, oh, there's nothing wrong with them. They just need to be broke in. They look brand new. And I know, there's thousands of miles on there. I knew that was nonsense. And I honestly just couldn't take it anymore. So I was just like, I don't want to spend the time and energy in trying to figure out what this problem is. So I just took it back to the dealer after owning it for a year and got an SUV instead, the 2022.
Wow.
And part of the rationale behind that was I wanted all-wheel drive, so I got all-wheel drive.
What make did you get?
I got a 2022 Hyundai Kona. It's a subcompact SUV, all-wheel drive. It's pretty sweet.
Nice. Wow. Good
for
you.
The vehicle I had before was a 2021 Hyundai Elantra SEL. It's a very nice car. I kind of miss it in a way, but I just, squeaky brakes. Yeah, yes, that's not going to fly. It ain't going to work. It was loud. It was so loud. It was embarrassing me.
Too bad. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah, it's time to upgrade. As long as the payment's not higher, huh? The payment's a little bit higher? How's the interest rate? Is it really high?
What's interesting about it is, yeah, the payment's higher because it's a more expensive car. However, the interest rate was lower than the other vehicle. And oddly enough, the car insurance is slightly cheaper with the newer car. So, I mean, in the long run, it may... the thing that was kind of... And this is something that's a lot of people that are going to buy a car. Prices are being marked above MSRP, like, almost everywhere because of the vehicle demand and shortage of chips. So buying a car now is not a good idea. Yeah, some people are charging tens of thousands of dollars over what the car is worth. I paid a couple thousand dollars more than the MSRP on it, but I felt like they gave me a fair trade-in value on my car. So when I traded in my car, I actually traded it in almost what I paid for it.
Wow.
The cars are just, everything is just high demand. There's just a shortage and everything else. So if you can hold out buying a new car, that's a smart thing to do. But am I the smart person? No, I sit at slot machines. I don't do smart things.
Well, I haven't had a new car since 1989.
Yeah, that's a long time. I think it's time for you to get a new car. You haven't had a car since a few years before I graduated high school. What are you driving? What's the make and model?
No. I said I haven't had a new car. I'm driving an older. It's an older SUV. It's an older 4Runner. But it's a good year of that year.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you bought used vehicles, but you haven't actually bought a new car since 89.
No. Mm-mm. I don't want the payments.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
And the depreciation is really high.
Yeah, right now things are a little bit different. People are actually making money trading in their cars because the demand's so high. So there are people actually getting more than they paid for their cars. It's really wacky.
Yeah.
The whole thing is going to crash, just like the housing market. This is all at some point is going to crash. So it is a good time to sell a car. It's not a good time to buy a car. It's a good time to sell a house, but it's not a good time to buy a house. And we already see the housing market change, so it's already starting to waver a bit. So it's a seller's market right now, not a buyer's market for pretty much anything.
I think it's because the interest rates are getting up there.
Yeah, I haven't been watching it too closely, but yeah, things are kind of shifting. A bit. I would love to sell my house and make a just ridiculous profit. I've owned this house for less than 3 years, and as of right now, I could make $100,000 on top of what I paid for it. But you know, my neighbor actually he just moved, and his place sold within a week, and he pocketed a pretty good chunk of change on that, but that's what's going on. The only other thing that I've discovered over the past several weeks is TikTok, that application.
Oh yeah, are you on TikTok? I'm not.
Well, let me tell you, it is addictive. So when I'm at work, I have downtime occasionally. Well, not occasionally, almost every day. And I've been using that time constructively to learn a new language. Well, I have discovered TikTok, and I have not been studying the language I'm trying to learn, which is German. And I am addicted to TikTok because just all the videos, I don't know, it's like crack, like social media crack.
Seriously? Really? Wow.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous. I tried Instagram, and I just couldn't get into that. But as soon as I had TikTok, I was like, oh, my God, this is the greatest thing since, like, the Internet was invented. It's amazing. So now, when I'm not doing anything, I'm on the TikTok. And I did create a TikTok account, and I've posted some videos.
So what's the difference between Instagram and TikTok? Can I ask you, what is the difference between that?
Well, I don't remember much about Instagram, but I think TikTok is more orientated towards just the really short video clips.
Oh, okay.
So
not like YouTube or drawn
out. No, I think the max is like 3 minutes, and you can do between 15 seconds and 3 minutes. So it's just short videos and videos of just anything you can possibly imagine. People run their businesses on TikTok and sell stuff, or car crashes, or crazy weirdos. And it's just, you get a lot of paranormal on there. So you get a whole host of things on there.
Cool. Wow. Well, you know, interesting where I have Instagram and they got pictures. You know, there's a lot of people that are on Instagram. And, you know, a lot of this, you know, how you look, you know, it's all about how you look and this and that. But I don't use Instagram. I use it for my bodybuilding pictures and everything. That's pretty much about it. But, you know, I don't know. I'm just not really I'm not a computer. I'm not versed in computers very well. So a lot of it is I just don't go on there because, number one, I don't have the time. I have a lot of clients and do a lot of readings, you know, or treatments, and I just don't have time. And number two, I'm not very good at computers. So that between both, the combination, I have an Instagram with my bodybuilding pictures. I just don't go on there very often. You know, I just don't. I don't have time. And now with a new puppy, you heard of I lost my dog a couple months ago. I lost the love of my life. And so we got a new puppy. I don't know if you saw on my Facebook, but you saw did you see on my thing that I got a new puppy?
I did not. That's one thing. I don't spend a lot of time on Facebook anymore. It's all about the TikTok.
I feel the same way, too. If it wasn't for psychic medium Sherry, I would not want to be on Facebook. But you have to have, I don't know why they got it rigged that you have to have a personal account in order to have a business account. I don't ask me why. But I wouldn't even have a personal account. But anyway, but I do have a personal and the psychic medium Sherry page. But my personal account, I do have a couple of pictures of my little guy. He's a German Shepherd.
Oh, I love German Shepherds. That's yeah. Yeah, I would speak German. I speak Deutsch to him.
Oh, he's a handful. Oh, my gosh. Is he a handful? Oh.
Well, enjoy his company. German Shepherds are totally awesome.
Well, let me know if you ever want a dog. I just got a thing from my daughter. Do you want a Chihuahua Wiener dog mix?
Those I don't like. I don't like dogs in general. I actually can't stand dogs. But, you know, if I had a big house with some property, I would absolutely get a big dog that barks like that.
Wow. Oh, really?
Down boy. Bad doggy.
Oh my God, down boy, that's the problem.
I would no, I am a cat person. I have cats. I'm a cat guy. There you go. I just
yeah, I know
cat.
You are. Yeah. Oh my God, you are always been. I love animals. It's a matter. It doesn't matter whether it's a dog or a cat.
Well, yeah, I mean, one of these days I'll have a ranch and I will get horses and I will probably break down and get a German Shepherd or I also like Huskies. I mean, if I have to have a dog, it'd be a German Shepherd or probably a Husky. But until that day when I have a ranch, it's going to be cats and tropical fish. Actually, I bought another fish tank yesterday, so now I have two. I bought just a small 20-gallon one. So I'm doing
wow.
the fish thing still. So.
Wow. Yeah. So you're gonna get? Are you going to get a fish? You gonna get some more fish?
Yeah, I bought it for my girlfriend, and so it's kind of her tank. My big tank is I like the natural look, you know, with the driftwood and plants and sand. And she's more about the really colorful rocks in the bottom and bright stuff. And so she can have her own fish tank.
Wow. So you bought to have one. You have your fish tank. She has.
Yep. We each have our own fish tank. Of course, I paid for it. You know, fish stuff is expensive. It's like when you just to buy a tank with all the accoutrement, it's expensive.
Wow.
Spending money.
Yeah.
It's
a lot of work.
But other than
it's
that,
a
so
lot of work.
It is. It does take some work, and it takes some. Fine-tuning to keep your fish alive. I mean, you have to know what you're doing. And fortunately, prior to moving to my new house, I had fish experience. So I've had a few die, but, I mean, things die all the time, so, in life. But the majority of my fish that were new that I've had for at least a year are still alive. So the one thing that I had trouble with and I don't know why, because I didn't have problems with this before, with keeping the plants alive. I still haven't quite dialed that in to keep the actual plants alive, because plants are expensive for fish tanks. So it
yeah,
sucks when they die. But,
yeah,
they
can be. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I got one. I got two fish tanks, and if it wasn't, I don't know how long I'm going to have them, but I'll keep them as long as I can. But they are a lot of problems. They're beautiful, but they're a lot of work. They're beautiful, but they're a lot of work, to be honest with you.
Yep. Keeping stuff alive, keeping anything alive is a lot of work. And on the... Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah, I hear you're sick. What's going on with you?
Oh, I just noticed a sore throat today. So naturally, you know, I'm paranoid that I finally caught the Rona. I've seen that it's been going around a lot. And actually, oddly enough, we had... I wasn't directly involved. Actually, I wasn't involved in this at all, but there was an autopsy of a 19-year-old, and I'm pretty sure the cause of death was coronavirus. So it's still out there.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
And
wow.
I have not been wearing a mask. I mean, I have to wear a mask at work. So the weekend comes around, I don't want to wear a mask. I mean, I have big floppy ears and I wear KN95s and it's just brutal on my ears. But I'm kind of to the point of wearing a mask again, just to be on the safe side.
Are you really? that way?
Well, I place slot machines a lot, not at casinos, but today, for example, I was sitting there and somebody next to me is like coughing, but it's like the death cough. You know, they're hacking butter out of your lungs. I'm going, oh my God, this person's spreading coronavirus. So I'm like, I need to start wearing a mask. Otherwise, I don't want to get sick. And I've had coworkers.
To be honest with you, I heard that's going around.
Yeah. Are we ever going to be rid of this thing? Is this the new life of wearing masks and getting a shot every year? Of course, I'm not getting a shot, but it's the new way we live. Next thing you know, monkeypox will be the biggest thing, and then we'll start worrying about breaking out some sort of pustules regarding having to do with monkeypox. Crazy world we live in.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. Yeah. Yeah, it's going around. I got a girlfriend. She went to Las Vegas with her boyfriend, and she sat with somebody, didn't know, she wasn't aware if the person was visually or not feeling good, but she went to a seminar. She sat next to her, and next thing you know, she's got coronavirus. So she's on quarantine for, 7 days, 10 days? What is it, quarantine anymore?
Yeah, I'm not sure how long quarantine is.
Yep. So that's what happened. Yep. So, go ahead.
To give you an idea of how crappy people are, I have a friend that was over in Norway or Europe or somewhere, and she's taking a cruise, and they test everybody before you get on the boat. Well, she tested positive, and she was sick, right?
She was sick.
Yeah. And so she couldn't get on this cruise. She's over in Europe. And so what does she do? You know, the responsible thing to do is just take the hit, try and get a refund, quarantine yourself. But she went and got tested somewhere else where they barely touched the swab in her nose. So she tested negative and was able to get on the cruise sick with coronavirus. And this is how this shit spreads. Because people have their own agendas and don't want to take a financial hit. If I know I'm sick, trust me, I am not going to work. One, because I'm sick. And two, I just don't want to work. You know? But if I was over there and I'm like, hey, I got coronavirus, I'm not going to spread that to somebody else. I'll sit in the hotel, you know?
Exactly. Hey, we might have somebody, one of my clients might be calling, but she's not going to be calling in. She's probably listening in, but don't answer the phone. It's from Hawaii. It's 808, okay. So don't answer the phone. If she comes in, I just want to, she doesn't want to go on. She just wants to listen to our radio show. So, that's interesting how the, you know, coronavirus could be just, I think it's airborne, don't you think? I think it could, I mean, just because. I don't know. It's just, to me, it's just really, it could be airborne.
Yeah, who knows what the reality with it is. But, if people were more responsible and, I mean, people are going to have it. They're not going to know they're having it and spread it. Okay, that's fine. But for people out there that just don't want to be inconvenienced, just in their time or financially, and just continue with their daily lives, spreading it, and it's just potentially a cascade effect to infect others and kill them or make them sick or, you know, so we all have to just act responsibly or this is never going to go away.
Wow.
So because I just have a very mild sore throat, I have an ass ton of COVID tests. So I'm going to test myself a couple of times. And if that comes up positive, I'm going to quarantine myself. I don't need to go to work. I'll just stay at home.
That's what you wanted anyway, right?
Yeah. So hopefully I have it.
Oh my God. So what is that quarantine? 7 days or 10 days? It used to be 2 weeks. What is it? 7 days or 10?
I don't know, but hopefully it's a long time, because if I ever catch it, I can use that time off.
You're funny. You are so funny. I hope it's a long time.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. You're so laid back. I love it.
I'm to the age, and I don't know if you had felt anything similar. You're older than I am, but you know, I'm pushing on 50. I'm tired of people. I'm tired of work. Now, and I have a pretty sweet work situation. I work 2 miles from home. I work 6 hours a day. I have my own space. Sometimes it's crazy and whatnot, dealing with doctors and stuff like that, but it's a pretty sweet gig. But yet I'm still complaining about it because I just don't want to work. I'm burned out. I've been working for 30 years. When is this going to stop? And I'm lazy.
You got to find what you love to do.
You know, I think even if you find something you love to do, eventually you're going to get burned out by it. I think that's just generally, maybe that doesn't apply to anyone, but to everyone.
Well, that's why you have different things. You don't have just one particular thing. You have a couple, 2 or 3 things that you can do. You don't have to do just one.
It's like when you buy a new car and how excited you are about it, and you know the romance with the new vehicle lasts a while, and then you get bored of it and blah blah blah. I think the same things with work. Even if I found something I love to do, eventually it's just going to suck. And what I think won't suck was not having to work and living my van life dream. That would get old eventually too. I mean, everything gets old. But, that's my aspiration right now, is just to leave this slavery, this Western world culture of working until you maybe make retirement age. Many people die before then, so you basically just live to die, live to work, whatever, and then you die and you don't get to enjoy retirement. Hopefully I live that long, but I don't know. The way my heart's palpating, I don't think I'll live that long.
Yeah, you got to take it easy. I think the heart palpitation, I really think it's just a lot of stress. You put it upon yourself, you know, that's what I feel. I mean, what do you got to be stressing out? You got a nice job, you got your home, you know, you have things that you want.
Well, I definitely have wires crossed in my head. I mean, I have generalized anxiety. My mind racing all the time. Worrying about everything, worrying about things that almost certainly won't happen, you know, but it's just the way I'm wired. And I'm sure many people are like that as well. We live in such a crazy place. It's hard not to have some form of mental illness. Some people handle it better than others. I handle mine fairly well. I'm highly functional, but there's always that low level of anxiety, you know. Some people don't handle it well, mm-hmm. and those are the ones that are probably addicted to street drugs and, you know, saying crazy shit out in the middle of the highway.
Wow. Yeah.
Society has just gotten bad, man.
Yeah, I should. Yeah, I don't like it personally when you have a lot of drugs. People are just, they promote that even with the doctor sometimes, you know, they just go overboard. And the street drugs are so dangerous. Uh-huh. It's really horrible.
And you could put the paranormal twist on drug use as well. How many people have we talked to that say using drugs opens people up for demonic forces to come in and create an oppression situation or possession, you know? It's just when you're high, you open yourself up, open the veil to potential dark forces.
Yeah, that's, well, it's just why be there? Exactly. Oh my gosh.
So another quick thing, and it just popped into my head. To shift this a little bit on the paranormal side, since it's Paranormal Horizons. I saw the funniest video on TikTok yesterday or the day before. So this father was outside of his house, and his kids, or I don't know if they're having a sleepover or whatever, you don't see them. They're upstairs playing with a Ouija board. And previously to this guy going outside, he told the kids to get rid of it, you know, and who knows what else he told them. So he was at a breaker box, switching the lights on and off from the outside, and you hear a bunch of kids screaming, you know, thinking that, you know, it's paranormal because the lights are going on and off and they're playing with a Ouija board and they're not supposed to. You have to see it. It's the funniest thing ever.
Do you think it's true or what? What's your...
Well, no, he was just trying to scare the kids, you know, by switching the lights on and off from the outside. But I did something like that many, many years ago when I was young, and it was a terrible prank to play. But I was probably 18 years old. Me and another guy were like, let's scare one of the younger boys, and we decided to do a fake seance. We lived in cabins in the wood. It was basically a school at a summer camp, and so we set a bunch of objects in the center of the floor, and I tied up fishing line to a few of them. So this young boy comes in, sit down. It's dark, but you can still see the objects. I think one of them was a ring of keys. And I start just acting that I know what I'm doing, summoning the spirits, blah, 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 blah. Well, very secretively, I pulled on the strings that were attached to some of the objects. So he clearly saw these objects move right in front of him because we were kind of sitting in a circle. And he freaks out, and he raises his arms in the air, and he just yells, stop. You know, not for me to stop, but for the spirits to stop. It was the funniest thing ever.
Wow.
Yeah, good times. Pranks are awesome.
Wow, that's crazy. That's just wrong by doing that.
I know, but, you know, I was 17, I believe. It was hilarious. I was 16 or 17.
Wow.
But they've been doing that sort of thing for 100, 150 years, you know, those fake seances from the 1800s, you know, where they have all these elaborate setups and to make knockings and all this other stuff. Yeah, and oddly enough, it continues today with the advent of technology and video editing software. There's more fake stuff than real stuff. Yeah, you can't. It's so good, you can't tell the difference between the fake evidence and the real evidence.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem. You can't tell exactly. Yeah, another lady from Australia, and she does orb pictures. She's a photographer, professional photographer. But she got into the paranormal. That's what she likes to do. And her 4K is taking vortexes and orbs. And it's interesting because, as you know, as a skeptic you are, you know, you think anybody could do this. You know, everybody could do that. But and I can't say personally that, you know, it's real or unreal. Excuse me, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. I did share the photos with a friend of mine in Hawaii, but it's interesting how the photos in the orb look very, 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 very authentic.
Well, I've never been a believer. I've taken some of the best orb photographs that probably anyone's ever taken in the history of humanity. And I still think there's some sort of artifact to it or dust or something. I've had orbs so big that, you know, they're right in front of the camera, that, you know, the size of my, bigger than the size of my fist. And then it cracks me up when I'm watching a new series to me, because I just got HBO Max, Ghost Adventures House Calls, which I think is better than the regular Ghost Adventures. All they do is strictly homes. It's entertaining. It's great. Love Ghost Adventures. Wow. Although I don't regularly watch it, but this one I'm actually trying to get through the first season. And one of them was they see these orbs, and then, oh, look, there's a face in the orb. And I've talked to so many people saying that you can see faces, and, you know, it's just, that's a real stretch. Orbs are a stretch for me to begin with, but when you start saying that there's faces in there, like, oh, my God, it's Abraham Lincoln, you know, it's, I can't get with that. To me, that's ridiculous. I could be wrong, but it's a little out there for me.
Wow. I personally believe that there are in there. They do exist. I really do. I feel like they do exist. But it's just, you know, it's not, well, whether you believe it or not, whether it's, if it's possible, you know, if it's possible to be there, you know, I look at it both ways. I try to look at it in a balance. I'm not saying yes or no. That's in other words.
Speaking of orbs, we actually, a week or so ago, maybe it was a little bit longer, we captured an interesting orb in my place on our indoor surveillance camera. And what was interesting about it is it did not behave like dust. I mean, I can tell it's dust largely. And it was very luminous, and it just didn't have the trajectory I would have expected from dust. It was not close to the lens at all, and it was very bright. And but am I going to say that that's paranormal? I don't know. It didn't fit the normal criteria for dust.
Wow.
But an apparition has been seen in my house too, so, you know, who knows?
You will have to share that, definitely.
I don't have it. I think I deleted it. I have cameras. I'm in a three-story place. I have cameras on each level. I specifically don't arm the cameras at night because I don't want to know. I don't want to see weird shit in my house. So I don't normally keep them armed because I just don't want to know. You know, if not just ghosts, if there's aliens, I just don't want to know. Ignorance is bliss when it comes to this sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, I think
maybe,
that...
maybe I should.
I'm here. Yeah. I love the paranormal. I really do. And just, you know, with my business, with what I do and everything, I just, like, I would like to delve into more of it. But I just got so many hours of the day. And like I said earlier in the broadcast with the new pup, I my girlfriend and I, she's fostering, you know, some puppies. And I only have one, but boy, are they a handful, I'll tell you that. And oftentimes when you have a new puppy, I don't know if you ever had one. This is my really first time that I had such a small puppy. You know, we're talking about he was taken away from mom very early, like 5 weeks instead of 8 weeks or normal. So, you know, no sleepless nights, always whining, peeing all the time. I don't know which is worse, having a child or having a puppy. They're just about the same in a way, but they're different.
It's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I've been told that the rewards will come later on, you know, just kind of learning to mold them and, you know, being able to just spend time. The biting, the only thing I have the problem, it's not so much potty training because his name is Wolf. And, by the way, he's not, you know, in the advertisement I said on my Facebook, he's lab. He's no lab. Found out he's got regular shepherd and Anatolian shepherd. So a regular shepherd is different than an Anatolian shepherd. It's in the shepherd family, but they're a little bit different. But, yeah, they're very protective. very big dogs. I'm going to have a big boy compared to a 17-pound Shih Tzu that I had. You know, it's going to be about 100. Kind of dog you don't want to mess with.
Well, that's awesome that you have, you know, another companion.
Yes, it's. I've met my match. To be honest with you, I've met my match. I mean, Jing and I are really mellow people, but this dog is hyper, full of energy. You know, just the kind of dog that you just have to be on the go. And so, you know, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I need to lose a little bit of body fat anyway. I'm bulking up, but I need to lose a little bit of body fat when I get ready and start prepping and everything. So for a show. But anyway, I'm happy. It's good. I had a cat. I love cats. So easy. You know that. You can go away for a couple of days and they can entertain themselves sometimes. But a dog, no. No, you have to entertain.
Yeah, one day I'll get a dog, but not anytime soon. Not with
what
cats.
What kind of dog
anyway.
Did you get?
Well, like I was saying, a German Shepherd or a Husky, probably.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah, German Shepherds are really beautiful dogs, but they're high energy. Unless you're willing to go and do a lot of walking or running and a lot of playing ball and, you know, a lot of high energy, it's not made for a person who's lazy and not wanting to move.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, it's true.
Animals are fun.
They are. So anyway, I wanted to talk about, and you know, you were talking about how I wanted to ask you about the COVID since you've been and working at the hospital. Are you noticing that the rates are higher a little bit with people having COVID?
Well, when I was working at a different hospital, I had more direct access to that information. I'm in such a specialized field right now. I don't have access to know what's going on with the COVID. I have no idea because I can't see that. You know, I'm deal more with surgeries and people getting stuff stuck up their butts than what's happening in the ER, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's true. That makes a difference. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I got a feeling, too, by the time we're looking at September, October, there's something else going to be coming through again, you know, something else.
Absolutely. I think that we are, the government is trying to keep us in a constant state of fear.
Mm-hmm. That might be so.
Diseases with everything. A fearful
mm-hmm.
society is probably I'm making this up, but a more compliant society. It's easier to.
Yeah.
But what do I know?
Well,
I just am an average Joe. An average obese middle-aged man who plays video games and gambles too much. That's so don't trust on what I say because I don't know anything. I'm uneducated.
No, you're not. That's not true.
Well,
that's not true.
I never did the college thing.
Well, that's because you didn't go to college doesn't mean you're not educated. I mean, there's people who are in college and they don't have any common sense.
And that's the other scam, the college scam of making people in debt and learning things that you're never going to use in life. Granted, there are some professions where you have to be adept at mathematics. That's just the way it is. But since I've left, I mean, I've never had to do anything other than adding, subtracting, and multiplying in the last 25 years. I don't know algebra. Like, where are you going to use that? Unless you're in chemistry or, you know, NASA, astrophysics. Yeah, you don't need that stuff.
Right.
When people come out of college, you know, doctors or just regular college, hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. So then they spend the next decade trying to get out of debt, you know, starting life with tremendous amounts of debt.
Yeah, that's true. And the problem is that you're going to pay a lot of money to get out of debt, you know, just like going to college, you know, for being a doctor. You're going to pay a lot of money, but it's at the back end that you're going to find a little, you know, you're going to come out ahead, not at the front end.
So here's a funny story. And I had recently a doctor come into my workspace, and he's looking for, we call them chucks. They're a flat, fluid-resistant, like, paper kind of thing. So it's the kind of thing you lay down, like, if you don't want to get blood everywhere or whatever. Anyway, so I have one pack of those up there. The doctor comes in. He's eyeballing it. And he's like, he's going to take them. And I'm, like, really inquisitive. He's like, why are you going to take those? Because that makes no sense. They're mine, you know? And then I thought for a second, this doctor recently had a baby, and I was like, oh, diapers. And then I just gave him crap about it. And then, you know, so just because you're a doctor, you know, maybe he's broke. I don't know. But it was funny. But you can imagine being a doctor coming out of being a young doctor. I know a veterinarian that was like $800,000 in debt from doing all the veterinary stuff.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and it's expensive. But, you know, if you want to do that as a lifelong career, the thing is you got to, you know, animals, I love working with the animals. I'm really a big proponent on rescuing and doing what you can. I love working with dogs. People, it's just, you know, it's really hard because, you know, the liability insurance, even with me, I have, you know, I have to have liability insurance. And you're dealing with some, you know, you're dealing with people sometimes, knock on wood, literally knock on wood and pray to God, you know, we don't ever have to, you're not running into the wrong person or things like that that can make life really miserable for you. But I just, you know, I personally just want people that are beautiful souls and are willing to work together, you know, make it a win-win situation, whether it's in Chinese medicine, whether it's psychic or mediumship or working with animals. You just want people that are, you know, that are willing to do the work and heal, you know? So that's what you want. You don't want people that are not willing to work on themselves or recognizing their deficits and not, you know, helping, poor me, help me. And then something goes wrong, the first thing they do is blame you. Oh, she's no good. Oh, she can't help me. Or, you know, all these things. Because oftentimes people want to help, but how much are they willing to go and take proactive approach to their own healing? You know, I can guide them. I can guide them, you know, in a way that will help them. But the biggest work is themselves, doing some deep research, soul searching and deep research into what makes them that way, what can they do to change, and how they are. So, you know, let's say if I was to go and do somebody to help with it in Chinese medicine, you know, try and purge all the toxins in their body so that their body's been able to heal themselves. Well, if they don't do what they're supposed to, or I'm suggesting they're supposed to rest, relax, think they're healed, not, oh, I'm always sick all the time. And then they, you know, they get sick or they go bend over backwards. They're doing things that they're not supposed to be doing. Then they blame you because it never worked. So, you know, healing is mostly, and I really feel this way, mostly with the person that I serve. Yeah, I can guide them, and I can facilitate that and hope that they am getting a good start in their healing journey. I'm not a healer. I'm just a person that knows about the human body. I know about you know, the soul and the psyche and the emotions and things like that. But the most of the healing comes from the person themselves. Animals, that's why I love working with animals, Jason. I love working with animals. I love working with people that are open to different things, that are able, okay, Sherry, I'm going to be open to your energies. I'm going to go where I need to go and say, I wonder if this works or not. Or, yeah, this is just, you know, she's full of S-H-I-T, you know, kind of thing. You know, no, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you just got to, you just got to try and be open. Try and be open and work with the energies. Everything is energy. People don't realize. Animals, they all work on energy. So just to be able to just relax and understand them and, you know, just work with them. So I don't know. I can, you know, you can only do your best.
And we're, you know, we're doctors just want to throw medications at everything. And I think we're entirely over-medicated, and there are probably natural alternatives that Big Pharma don't want us to know anything about. I know my mother was having problems with gastrointestinal problems. So what do the doctors do? They just want to throw all these fancy, expensive pills at you. And then finally one doctor said, hey, try cutting out dairy. And that's what it was. Totally fine. Cured all the problems. So there's...
Wow.
Now I just have to find out what the cure for heart palpitations is, because that would be fantastic.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, just... Yeah, it could be complex. It's hard to say. I don't know. You'll have to book a reading with me. And see what comes up. I don't, like I said, I don't read until I'm ready to read. And once I'm ready to read, then I open that door. So that way, yeah, you know, people have the option of using my services or not. It's about privacy, too. I'm not going to walk around looking at people. That, to me, is no discipline. It's none of my business, and it's not discipline.
If you read me, you'll be like, oh, yeah, you have an aortic aneurysm, a brain tumor, your arteries all clogged, and you're on the verge of diabetes. That's what I'm going to say. So I already know.
Is that what you already know? Really? Seriously?
No.
Oh, okay.
I hope not.
I'm laughing because I don't know. But I could tell you anyway because I'm not a medical doctor. I can tell you what might be imbalanced, but, you know, I can't tell you what's really going on. I mean, there's, you know, naturopaths and chiropractors and Ayurvedic medicine people and Chinese medicine. You know, we got to be very careful in what we say and how we do, because we're not medical doctors. So, you know, it's up to the medical doctors to make that prognosis. But we have to, you know, be very mindful and respectful towards the medical AMA, American Medical Association.
Yeah, and doctors and the medical community, you know, does a lot of fantastic things, and it saves a lot of lives. I just think
it does.
Just,
they do.
I work in the medical community, so the dedication that I see from everybody at multiple hospitals is stellar. Of course, you're not always going to have great doctors, but that's like anything else. But there is this mentality of just throwing pills at it and not really trying to understand what the root cause of the symptoms is.
Well, that's what a medical doctor is. They just look at, they need to look at the symptoms, whereas Chinese medicine, we look at the root causes. So in Chinese medicine, we look at why and how and when and all these other things, and then we form our own, you know, different opinions of what's wrong with the body. You know, it could be various things. But even in Chinese medicine, you know, you look at acupuncture, you look at all these other different modalities in Chinese medicine. I'm in the fourth branch. And so most people don't know what, you know, medical qigong is, but it's been around more than acupuncture. It's been around for 5,000 years prior to regular doctors. So, you know, when I trained in classical Chinese medicine. I trained among the best professor, he's now retired, but the best professor at the time. And, you know, so I think that it's just a matter of where you want to go in your life and learning the different things.
Absolutely. Oh, we only got 5 minutes. Well, time flies when we're having fun.
Oh, it's been a while, Jason.
I know, we got to get back on it.
Oh, my gosh. So, but next week, I'm not going to be able to have time. I'm going on a tour next weekend, so I'm not going to be around. So we'll have to be in 2 weeks. How's that?
That sounds good for me, and
yeah,
hopefully
we'll
everything
to,
goes well.
Yeah, we'll have to figure out a subject, or if you want a guest, just let me know and I can line up a guest if you feel like it. If not, I can just, it's just you and me chatting. I'm good either way.
I'm down for anything. It don't matter. Have a guest, no guest. As long as you're there and I don't have to sit and try and formulate thoughts myself.
I feel the same way. It's not the same without you being there. Boy, Jason, I can't believe it's going to be 7 years in October. Can you imagine 7 years since I've been with you?
That's crazy.
Seven years.
It's so weird how time flies.
It has. 7 years that I've been on radio. And I remember the very first time that I was on radio, I was so nervous. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable nervous. But anyway, I had, and we're going to talk about this really quickly. I have a professor that is trained in Qigong. He's not only a professor, but he's just extremely intelligent. And I've seen his clinical work, impressive. He can actually, literally with his qi, his internal energy, he can just wave his hand around. I do it for healing purposes. He does it just not only for maybe healing purposes, but also for healing for the martial arts. But he can wave his hands around, and he can put a person in spasms. It's amazing. The guy is amazing. I would like to have him on radio, but he's going to probably have to be on for about an hour and a half. Hour and a half, not the most. The guy can just. I think I'm going to go and do a live on him. I think we can't pre-record because he's in England. So I'm going to, we're going to probably have to do a pre-record, not do a pre-record, but I'll have to have him on my Facebook Live. The guy's amazing, absolutely amazing. And I'm looking forward to working with him. You know, he does medical qigong too, and I just love working with people that know their stuff. It's amazing. And all I can do is like be a baby and know, hey, I can improve on what I do and learn from the best.
Absolutely. It's always interesting, no matter how good you are at something, we can always learn something from somebody else.
Yeah, the guy, I just saw his. It's like, there's no way. The guy's just moving his hands and doing, you know, some martial arts, you know, things, you know, or just doing some, you know, just, you know, things that people would find weird. And the guy, they're laying on the ground and just like their bodies are spasming out. It's like, wow.
So my skeptic comes in when you talk about that, because I see all these YouTube videos of these alleged martial art masters do that sort of thing, and I'll keep my thoughts to myself.
Unless you're the victim, I or you're there. I don't know if you want to believe it or not. Unless maybe they took some pills. Who knows?
There was, real quick, and then we got to get off. There was a guy who was pretty renowned for that, and a martial artist, and he would use his chi or whatever for a weapon, and he would knock people down without touching them and stuff like that. So a news crew got wind of this and was like, oh, well, we got to check this out for ourselves. So they go out there, and lo and behold, they volunteered themselves to see if this is real by being the recipient of whatever this chi attack is. And, it didn't work. It did nothing.
Oh, it did nothing? Really?
No.
Wow.
And there's actually kind of some psychology behind why that it works on some people. You know, it's all this, like, mentalism thing, and so... But I'm playing the skeptic, and I could be wrong.
Well, I wonder if, like, hypnotism. You know, I'm the kind of person, and this is me, and I'm not saying that it doesn't work, but it does work for some people and may not work for others, but I cannot be hypnotized. I'm the kind of person that cannot be hypnotized.
Yeah, I don't think I can... I'm really hypnotizable, but I could be wrong.
I know I can, because I've done it twice. I cannot be hypnotized.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, that's good. Well, like you, it's a farce. I don't know if it's a farce or not, but I find that, you know, for me, and I can only speak for myself, it doesn't work for me. So I think that's like anything else, just because it may work for one person, may not work for another person.
Yeah. Yeah, like anything else. But
yeah.
With that, we are out of time, and I have an Uber Eats inbound.
Ooh, Uber Eats. What are you going to eat?
I'm going to have some pad thai and some crab rangoon.
Ooh, that sounds so good.
The thai. Yeah,
love Thai food.
It's so expensive, but...
Well, you know, I'm Vietnamese, and so that's what my favorite food is from my ethnic background. That's my favorite food is Vietnamese food.
I would get pho, you know, because that's one of my favorite things, but I don't think that translates well for delivery. So I have to go for the more traditional food.
Well, yeah. Well, I think it depends on where you go. I don't know any Vietnamese restaurants where you're at in your neck of the woods. But if you're ever at my neck of the woods, go to Vivi's. Vivi's is the best. They're the best Vietnamese food. They're very
nice.
Small, hole in the wall. They don't cater to, you know, like Chinese food they cater to. They're not the American McDonald's of Vietnamese food. Not at all.
Yeah, traditional food is the best.
It is. Okay, guys. Well, let me put myself in. So anybody who wants to check me out with the Chinese medicine, I do the body scanning for the medical qigong, which may or may not include the treatment itself. Medical qigong called excuse me, I'm getting tongue-tied. Go ahead and get a hold of me on www.psychicmediumsherry or get me on Facebook, like my page, check me out. If you don't know if, who I am or if I'm legit or not, go ahead and look at the reviews. I've got plenty more if I need to have more reviews to show, but check me out. And, that's how to get a hold of me. Sherry, Sherry, www.psychicmediumsherry, sherry.com, or get a hold of me on Facebook, Psychic Medium Sherry. And I do work with animals. So my specialty is sports medicine and Chinese medicine and working with animals, working with Chinese medicine with animals and doing behavior stuff. Anyway, thanks a lot, everybody, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Well, and I can't believe I'm saying this because typically I'm a ghost, but because of my newfound obsession with TikTok and my new account, I checked me out on TikTok at, just type in pony sauce, don't ask what that means, P-O-N-E-S-A-U-C-E, that's one word, pony sauce or pone sauce, That's my handle on the old TikTok, which I'm absolutely obsessed with at the moment.
Oh, so, that's awesome. I'll have to check you out. I don't have a TikTok account. So,
yeah,
just trying to keep everything kind of streamlined. I got so much to keep, you know, try and keep up, and I'm not a computer person, so... But I might check you out. Do they have, like, you have to have the account to check somebody out on TikTok? Do you have to have an account, or can you just kind of random?
I'm assuming. I'm so new at it that I'm not sure. I haven't really unlocked all the features and don't know anything about it. I just love all the random-ass videos I watch, so.
Oh, right on. Excellent. All right. Well, we'll talk to you later. Hey, guys, thank you for supporting Paranormal Horizons. And if you have any questions or anything, no spammers, no junk mail, no people that are, you know, precarious in any way, shape, or form. As Jason says, you will be banned. But we want people that are just willing to share humor, lighthearted humor, nothing that will get us off the penalty box. And that was not because of Jason or I. There was another co-host that we had. She posted a couple things and got us in the, I guess, had we. That's the reason why we probably got
And they weren't
through.
Even bad posts, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. So anyway, guys, take care. Love each other. Be safe. Be healthy. And just be aware of yourself. Take care. Thanks a lot.
Hope everybody has a safe and fantastic week. We'll see we'll be playing a pre-record next week. Hope everybody's safe. Have a great week. And I guess that's it. Talk to you in a couple weeks.
We'll see you in a couple weeks. Take care. Thanks a lot, everybody. Peace.
Good night. Good night, everyone.